Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, Rapture-Centric Church. Can you hear me okay? Let's see, who's on the line? Joe, can you hear me okay?
We can.
How did that song turn out?
That I didn't hear so well, but maybe other people might have heard it better.
All right.
So I'm just listening through my phone, not online right now. So.
Okay, all right. Well, let me Tressmark sent the song We Go Together from Greece. But,
oh, I knew that song, but I could hardly hear it. It's like, I think I know this song.
But sometimes these MP3s they're sending me are kind of not, like, they're really low. So, anyway.
Let's see. Good song choice, though. I definitely was like, I know this. I couldn't make out what it was. Now you told me I know.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, Tressie's not here yet, so he'll never know. Okay. Well, yeah, it wasn't the best download. But anyway, hello, everybody. Welcome to Rapture-Centric Church. And where we're about to leave. Oh, they're saying there's an echo from my phone. Okay. Hello. Okay, let's play a song. Hello, Keith.
Hello, Keith.
Hello. Hola, Keith.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
What'd you say? He said hello. How are you, Keith? Good. How are you, Joe? Hey, Judy.
Doing good.
Hi.
That was a cool rapture thing we shared again today.
Awesome.
What's that?
There was Christine emailed me yesterday because remember I saw yesterday the billboard that said grace period is over. Well, I told Christine that, and then she emailed me. She said there's a show on HBO. It's called Leftovers, and it's about how 2 million people are it's about how 2 billion people go missing in the world, and then they're left behind to talk about it, and it's called Leftovers, and it's on June 29th.
I saw the commercial for that the other night. That was far out. I was like, well, I can't believe they're making shows like this. Yeah, that was really something else.
That's so rapture. Like, oh, my God. I mean, how we'll be gone, and then they're going to see that series. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
And there's a few. There's more than that on HBO. There's a few other ones. I was discussing this with my friend last night. I was like, there's another one coming out on ABC. There's another one called Left Behind. There's another, like,
really?
You know, there's got to be a reason every network is suddenly doing a rapture-based show.
Whoa. Yeah, and then you've got the movies coming up with all the – there's going to be more biblical-based theme movies coming out as well. I mean, all in 1 year? Like, time for us to go. I think those June dates seem like we'll be gone before then, and then they'll show those for the population.
I want to welcome our friend Granada Joseph, Brenda Joseph to the chat room. I'm so glad you made it in the chat room. I'm so happy you're here. Okay, so welcome Carol and Gemma and Brenda Joseph. We're glad you made it. Everyone welcome Brenda Joseph because they were trying to figure out how to get in the chat to help Kimberly too. And welcome John Berthon and Joe, who's on the phone as well, and Chris and Nick and Raina and Rocha and Roman and Michelle.
Yay, welcome, family. Welcome, everyone.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's Kimberly. Okay. So, Kimberly, you got in. Okay, Kimberly's in, you guys. Remember Kimberly?
She's in the chat
room under Brenda Joseph. good, Kimberly. Now I don't have to inbox you because she inboxed me on how do I get in the chat room. She figured it out. Yay, we're glad you're here finally. You're going to be addicted. You're never going to leave. You're going to love it. Okay. So who's going to tell all the good news today? There's so much bad news. Oh, my gosh. The earthquake. White House on lockdown again today. Red Dawn, here we go. Come on, Keith. Are you all over it or what?
I think he passed out. He's so excited.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
Is that Donna?
Donna.
Hi. Hi, Donna.
Hi,
Donna.
Hi. Welcome. Sweetie. Welcome, Donna and Grandma Pat and Carol. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Pat.
Carol. Nice. Now we can get this party started.
Amen. I got some songs ready.
And I have some really exciting rapture news.
Good.
You want to share now? Or?
Yeah, I do. Because we might be getting that thunderstorm.
Let me just welcome Stacy to jump in chat, and so did Tana. I didn't want to miss anyone, and then so did we have 3 guests in there. Okay, go ahead. Carol.
Hi. Okay. Hey, everybody.
Hi, sweetie.
Here's the exciting news, all right? And I'm serious, really, really serious. I'm really, really excited. Okay, you guys have been saying that there's the Lord has been showing some of you guys that there's a translation and people are starting to leave, right? And even you, Judy, you posted right now that you were calling from heaven. Okay, now, get this. A few years ago, in 2007, my brother came to visit me, and he is not a believer. He is an atheist or whatever you want to call it, as I'll get out. But he has a lot of respect for me. And he had not seen me in, I don't know, 20 years.
Well,
and I was a big help to him and his family during that time frame. So he got to know me, and he saw a side of me that he never knew. And, of course, by this time, I was already walking very strongly with the Lord. So I was ministering to him, and I was sharing the gospel from Genesis to Revelation. And in the process of sharing the word of God to him, I told him about the rapture, because I was already rapture-focused. So I told him about the rapture, and, of course, he looked at me like, yeah, all right, whatever. And as I explained it to him, he said, okay, so you're telling me you're going to disappear, Jesus is going to come, you're going to disappear, and a whole bunch of people, and blah, 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 and, you know, kind of mocking me. But I took it in stride, and at the end of it all, he says to me, well, I'll tell you what, if this rapture really happens and you disappear, I will believe. Okay, that was in 2008. You know, in 2007. Look where we are right now, right? My brother's coming next week, and he's going to stay with me for an entire week. Well, he's going to stay in this home for an entire week.
You won't be there.
And will it not be so awesome if I get translated, if we all get translated? And my brother is here. My brother is here. And he witnesses that not only I am gone, but we're gone. And is that? And I'm just, when he emailed me today and told me he's coming, he needs to he's going to be working here in town for a week and wants to stay with me. And I said, well, of course. But I thought to myself, Lord, I'm reminding you. And back then, by the way, back then when he said those words to me, I will believe. I looked up at the sky and I said to the Lord, you heard his words, Lord. Hold him to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have been just on pins and needles that we're leaving. We're leaving any second now. And maybe the Lord is bringing him next week so that he can witness a translation. If it isn't today, right now.
Could be, sure.
Isn't that exciting?
Very.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah. Good thought.
I got excited.
That's a good thought.
That's a good thought.
I got excited. So I don't know if you guys are excited, but anyway, I got excited because to me that was a sign of the Lord to me.
Great.
If it wasn't for anybody else, it really was a sign for me, the Lord telling me.
Oh, yeah.
I remember your brother saying that, and I'm going to watch him, you know, I'm going to see to it that he witnesses your translation.
The look on his face.
Did you tell him, Carol, what will happen after he's left behind?
Yes.
I mean, he may.
Oh, yes. Yes, he's aware. And he's, you know what? For somebody who doesn't believe in God, you know, he bought me a set of the entire Bible and CDs in the CD form. He bought me that. And he's watched a lot of the Left Behind movies with me.
Really?
And he finds them interesting, but, you know, I don't know, he just...
God will touch him.
Exactly, of course.
When I look at his spirit, Carol, he lives in his mind, so he's too logical. So he's looking for a logical proof of all these things. He's looking for signs on earth that would show proof of all this, and like, he's not going to find it, because that's where the leap of faith is. The leap of faith is in all. The whole Bible is a leap of faith. The fact that it's true and all this is going to happen, and he wants all logic and proof. And he like when I see his spirit, he wants things to fit together like a puzzle neatly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to work that way with the Bible, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, when she disappears in front of his face, he will believe.
Yeah, Exactly that. Exactly. Then that leaves us basically like... Go ahead, Carol.
Yes, you nailed it. The Holy Spirit spoke right through you, Keith.
Yeah.
Because that is exactly what my brother is. My brother is very mental, very intellectual. Everything is about his mind, the mind.
Wow.
You know, you hit it so. You were so on target because the Holy Spirit gave that to you, and that's true.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit works through you and reveals things through you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You have a great blessing. You are a great blessing to us, and you have a great, great blessing in the kingdom. God is going to use you mightily in the kingdom, Keith. So,
thank you, Carol. I appreciate that.
Be excited.
Oh, I am. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
And go ahead, Judy. Go ahead.
Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I think that translation sounds like it's going to happen, so sounds good to me. Go ahead, Judy.
Hey, Kimberly, just because you're in the chat room doesn't mean it gets you off the hook from calling in, girl. I want to welcome Deborah to the chat room. Hi, Deborah Somerset. We're glad you jumped in.
Hi, Deborah.
Yeah. Am I having a echo when I talk?
Of course. It would not be bad.
I might hang up and call back. Okay, so Roman is really feeling led to play telephone. You know, every now and then some of us get names that pop in our head. A while back, I felt led to play telephone with some people. Well, Roman feels led to play telephone with Joe Greco. So, Joe, I know you don't know this, but I think we need to play telephone on you. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm very okay with that. Thank you, everybody. That would be great.
Yeah, let's get this party started. Let's play. Raina sent me a song. Let's worship the King to this song. And the Lord's shaking it up, you guys. Yellowstone having alert and a bunch of earthquakes.
Oh, yeah.
And Oklahoma and Mexico had a 6.6.
Oh, wow.
Anyone mm-hmm. who doesn't see it, we're about to leave at this point, I don't know what to tell you. Just wait for
I know, exactly.
Here. I mean, come on, people.
Yep. Hello. Time to fly.
Heller. Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
We are going to better ship to a song that Reina sent in. I'm trying to find it, okay? There's so many songs now, it's crazy. Okay, here it goes. All right, you guys ready? We're going to worship our King. Here we go.
You were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Yeah. Amazing love. Die for me.
let's play telephone with Joe. Is that a good time to do this with you guys? Well, I like to follow the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is playing telephone with Joe. We love your dog. See the dog?
You'll have to mute me. They're getting ridiculous.
I don't know. I think they're saying something.
No, they're playing with Keith.
He's
so funny. You have to see the face on this dog. It's a Tibetan Spaniel. Oh, it's funny. It's an Ewok dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Laura, we thank you so much for Joe Ghetto. Thank you for bringing him here to fellowship with us. We thank you for his service to all of us. Thank you for his gifts that he brings and blesses us with. And we just want to lift him up because you must want to encourage him today. So, Jesus, we love you, and we ask you to speak to us and tell us how we can encourage and lift up Brother Joe Ghetto, even though he didn't ask for it. Obviously, you're thinking about him, and you want to do something special. So, we're just waiting, Lord. We're going to wait on you for words of encouragement or whatever, however you want to work. In Jesus' name.
I have a word.
We open. Okay.
I got it right away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, faithful, trusting, and loving son, I delight in you. many rewards for your loving me with all your dear heart. We will always have great joy being together. I will thank you for your love. All eternity I will be yours, and you will belong completely to me. I love you, your Jesus.
Thank you, Pat.
You have to mute you, Joe. You're not allowed to talk to get a word.
Okay, good, good. I was like, this is going to be hard.
I muted them. I
kept them quiet. No, it's crazy.
I think your dog has a word for him, Pat. Your dog has
a
word.
No, they're playing. They're playing. We have the three dogs, and they're playing with the three dogs. And the one gets jealous of the others, and he shoots his mouth off.
God's telling Joe to play. God's telling Joe through your dogs to play. Play, Joe. It's playtime before I get here. All right. There you go. They're going to stop barking. Message.
They're all playing in the living room and dining room. They're all playing with Keith and his mom, my daughter Laura. They're all the Tibetan Spaniel is a hoot. I mean, he's the funniest looking dog you've ever seen in your life. He's got this Ewok face. You put an Ewok. He looks like he belongs in Star Wars. He's so funny looking. But he's like an old
Joe,
man, an old grouch. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a song for you, Joe, that God just put in my heart. Ready? You make me happy, Joe, you make me happy. Joe, you make me happy. You make me happy, Joe, you make me happy. You make me happy.
Oh, that's so cute. How sweet. Yeah, he does. There's a lot of happiness with Joe. He's very joyful.
You. It's Tana. Joe, he says, I love him. He is mine. He does an awesome job for me. He makes my heart skip a beat, flutter whenever he is near to me. I will see him soon. I will be with him soon. I wrote something else, but I can't read what I wrote.
Rojo in the chat room says, Joe, my son, I have longed for the time to see you face to face. You have been faithful to me even in the small things. For this reason, I have much to lavish on you in heaven. And Joe, from Romans, Joe, my son, more things are in store for you, so many things. And Michelle, God told Michelle, Joe, you are my faithful servant. I am very pleased with you. Your desires will soon come true. I love you. made me laugh.
The last part I couldn't read was, I can't wait to see him, is what it said.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
I can't wait to see him. Was that from Leah?
Somebody gave me these.
That's from Hannah.
You want them?
Up
here?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were
seeing
up
here.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm sorry. My daughter just gave me a whole bouquet of white roses.
Aww.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't.
What are the odds of that? Playing telephone with Joe and you get white roses sent to you. Come on.
That's
people.
My favorite.
Come.
That's my favorite. Oh, my gosh. They're
We're
gorgeous.
About to get married in a week.
This is for all of you.
Stacy from the Lord says, Joe, I see your heart. You have an amazing spirit. You love me, and your love is contagious. That is so true. You are
yes.
a delight to me. Son, I have so much in store for you. You are about to be blown away. Woo-hoo!
I believe that, yes.
Yeah.
Joe, if we love you so much, imagine how God must love you. I mean, it doesn't even compare. And we all love you so much. You know that. We love when you're with us and everything, you know. So can you imagine how much God loves you? You can't put a measure on it. And never. Never. Never.
Sometimes I love Joe so much I have to just scream it. I love you, Joe! I love you!
So sweet. Yeah.
Does anybody else on the line have a word for JoJo, or shall we do a worship song and revisit our JoJo?
I think it's time for a worship song.
Worship song.
Well,
how deep is your love?
Aww.
How deep is your love?
I love those words.
I know you do, Pat.
Roman sent a new song in today, so I'm going to play that one. I will, but let's do Roman's new song because I'm kind of excited
okay.
about it. It's called Ready for Your Love.
Oh,
and
sounds good.
I don't know, I just feel like, because I know Joe's ready for God's love to just come and help on, take him away. So let's play that, and then if you guys get any more words for Joe, don't post them in chat yet because then I'll lose it. So I'm going to play this song.
Oh, he's 14. 15.
Wow. Sorry, you guys. Here it is. Okay, here we go. Ready for Your Love by Gorgon City.
Most of all, most of all.
to be by my side, by my side. Stars burn bright, everything has changed between you and I. I was so apprehensive, but I don't know why. Baby, I'm ready for you to be by my side.
I knew I should have grabbed a roll of Kleenex, which I did, and that was a good call.
Yeah, Joe canceled his root canal today.
I got a word.
Hopefully we won't be here tomorrow, and we won't have to do his root canal. Woo-hoo!
I got a word for you.
Go for it.
Okay. God kind of, like, when he shows me your heart, one thing he showed me that he was very excited, he said when you came back to him and your walk with him, because he said that he sees how dedicated you are. He says he really, really loves that about you. Like when you're a very loyal person, he shows me, so when you hook onto something, you don't let go and you don't give up. And he says you're an overcomer. He loves that about you. He also showed me that you have a really inquisitive mind, and you want to learn, you want to uncover a lot of things in the kingdom that other people don't necessarily, you know, don't have the mind to want to look into. You always want to uncover mysteries and things of God, and always want to learn more and more and more. And the Lord says he's just going to continue to give you more and more stuff to learn. And he says there's so many new realities and things of the kingdom that he wants to show you. So it's always about, he wants to give you some keys to the kingdom along the way, secrets and wisdom and stuff about the kingdom to share with other people. And he just told me just now that he is really proud of your walk with him and your dedication, and that's what I got.
Thank you, Keith. Beautiful stuff. So encouraging. I love this church. If I ever need encouragement, all I do is just thank
the
word and everything comes and rushes to your side and blesses you. I want to welcome Alana. She jumped in chat. Glad you're here, Alana.
Love you, Alana.
Love you, sweetie.
But Alana, you know, you think just because it's RCC, you can be late to church, huh? That's what she thinks. She's like, it's just RCC. I can be late. It doesn't matter if I'm on time. Huh. Well, you are absolutely right. In fact, you can even just not show up and join us in after-hour chat, where Jesus Christ never leaves us. This church is open for hours a day. She's trying to say it's not her fault that she's late. Now she's trying to do the whole trying to get a free pass. Now it's all right, Alana. It's all good. Our pastor said it's okay. I've been late too, actually. I have been. I've been hosting late before. All right, so oh, okay, she was dealing with an emergency. Do we need to pray for you, girl? Because we can do that. We can deal with let's play telephone on Alana. Let's do it. Roman felt like it was a telephone night. And oh, okay. But yeah, I want to play a telephone on you anyway. Alana's fine. It's her job. She's a counselor and she's a therapist. So, but let's play telephone on Alana. And is everyone feeling that? I'm feeling that. Let's do another worship song. I think it's a minister to RCC to one another today. What do you guys think? Is it minister to each other day? Be selfish.
Sure. Sure.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna do this song that. Well, let's see. I'm gonna try to do another one that we haven't done because Joe's here and Joe doesn't like songs that we play more than one. Okay. Here we go. Oh wait. No. No, I don't want to do that one. All right. Family, so let's just party, family. Here we go. And we won't be here for long, though. The church is shutting down.
And it's an amazing gift our Lord's given us in these last minutes. I mean, we've always had him in our lives, and now he's like, while you wait for these last minutes, I'm going to give you you're going to meet your real family before heaven, which I think is such a huge gift. I often had the same worries as other people, like, oh, it's going to be kind of awkward at first. It's like, nah. But this is just a huge gift. We have fellowship. I mean, I call people at 2-3 in the morning, and we talk about the Lord, you know, all different, and we're all just so into it, so like-minded. It's such a beautiful, amazing, undeniable gift. I was trying to explain this to a friend of mine yesterday. He's like, it sounds like you understand my concerns. You're like, suddenly love all these people who are online, you know, and like the word chat room just sounds scary. And I'm like, I know, if you told me this 6 months ago that this I would be doing this, I'd be like, you're bad. That's never happening. But, you know, the Lord works in such amazing ways, and it's just so loving and giving to give this to us. He didn't have to. It was just like he didn't have to give food amazing flavor and all the other gifts. But this is a gift for us especially, and it's really, thank you. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Father. Yeah. We really appreciate the fellowship, and it really helps. It really, really helped. Thank you.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeffy. Thank you for sharing that.
Our dance party last night was so fun. The RCC dance party and chat was fun.
Oh yeah, we had a really good time, and Michelle did a video for us, and she did a dance to the YMCA, and it was real cute. It was really cute, Michelle. And we just had a great time fellowshipping. I always stay up way later than I plan on staying up, but it's so worth it, huh? So worth it.
Oh, definitely.
What time did you stay up till?
I was up till 2 again.
Oh my.
I'm definitely up for some party. Go ahead, Jeannie.
I can party some more tonight.
Well, it's kind of cool. I was getting, like, you know, like the Lord was showing me, too. Usually, like, if you have a radio station in the chat room, you know, usually with a radio station, you'll have, like, two people that are the MCs, and they're the main people, and then other people will call in and stuff. But then, like, the Lord was, when Joe was talking, the Lord was showing me how it's different here, because he said that there's like a bunch of people are, it's like a family, you know, it's not like a regular radio where there's just one or two people and then the people are kind of trying to call in or whatever. Here, it's like, for some reason, it's amazing he's able to create this huge group that's all like on the same level, even in the chat room as well. It's pretty amazing that did that.
It's like no other church, organization, group gathering. There's no cliques. There's no I'm cooler than you. There's none of that. It's all
none of it.
I mean, we'd rather hear from someone we've never heard from. That gets us all going more than hearing, you know, it's like, you don't want to hear me anymore. But you know, the Lord is in control here, and that's why everything is run perfectly. Like, you know, without his anointing, this would be a giant mess. But thankfully, he's with us, and, you know, and he guides us through it. And really, it's a beautiful, amazing gift he's bestowed upon us. And we really need to not only acknowledge that, but just constantly thank him for it. Because, you know, it's been beautiful getting to know you all, and it brings me closer to my Lord to be able to share, you know, and hear your experiences. And I know everyone feels the same way. I've had this conversation with many on the phone, and it's just, again, a huge blessing. And thank you, Lord, for doing this. You know, you didn't have to, but again, another perfect example of your love, your grace, and your timing. Like, how much did all of us really need this now that we have it? You know, it's like, wow, I couldn't imagine not having it.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
The roses I got. I don't know if this means anything. It wasn't 12. It's 15 roses, 15 white roses. I have no idea what that means, but I think it's 12, and this was 15.
It means the 15th. We're getting raptured on the 15th.
Who gets
15 roses? You get a dozen.
I know,
or two dozen,
right?
Or a dozen and a half, like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Beautiful. Right. My daughter gave me 15.
And she got an early Mother's Day present because she's not going to be here on Mother's Day. So
I guess so. And white roses are my favorite.
And white roses also represent purity, just like the bride does. I mean, there's so much. Oh, I like ours. 15 of them. Are you guys ready to go home this weekend?
Hey,
man. Very excited. Very, very excited.
Oh, if Yellowstone's getting ready to blow, we're ready to go.
Good, good. We need to, it needs to get be set off. We can go home. I'm going to agree with that.
Oh, man, it's getting crazy.
Mm-hmm. 6.8 on them.
Judy,
you want me to cover the news, honey? Go ahead, Judy.
I just want to know. Go ahead, keep on recording. I think it's Chris on the line. Is it Chris?
Oh, Chris, hi.
Well, I don't know. 470.
Okay, it's Christine.
Oh, hi,
Christine.
Hi, my loves. I just was heard Mom Pat and Joe talking about the number 15. So anyway, I keep knowing that the Lord has gave me two dreams in a row of the number 14. And then my girlfriend today, I like even text what my girlfriend like wrote me. I texted to Keith. I was like, okay, tell me he's not telling me about the number 14. Because she was like, yeah, let's get together in 14 days because school's out here in 14 days. So I was like, okay. So I came home and like just jumped on here a little bit. And I knew a few things about the number 14, but the person said that the Hebrew Yodaleth, I guess that's how Yodaleth or whatever, signifies, I think this was why I want to share it with RCC, because Judy, when you were praying in the spirit and then we interpreted tongues and we got the word about the captives being set free and released and everything like that, well, I think that was multi-layered because here, the number 14 signifies the hand, the outworking of the door. It's a picture of release or deliverance from the prison with the opening of the door. So I was like, okay, the 14th is a number of deliverance or release. Israel was delivered from Egypt by the Passover lamb that was killed on the 14th day of the month of Passover.
Wow.
And it goes all into all of that. Israel became... what a state was it in May 14th, 1948. There was like, if you do, like, honestly, you could just plug into Bible Gateway and put 14. There's so many 14s. And I was thinking when I first, I just wanted to put this out there to you guys, because, again, I haven't had a dream in a long time, and I called in this morning just to kind of, like, say it. But he's been putting 14 on in my dreams and on my heart. The first thing that I thought about was, like, you know how Jacob had a work, like, he, like, his father-in-law tricked him with Leah, but then he worked another 7 years, and at the end of the 14 year, he got his bride. He got his bride.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and I was like, okay, that's what came to me. And then I told, like, a friend about this today, and I was like, well, hey, what do you get, like, you know, I don't even know if I asked her what she got about it, but I was just like, let me give you an example of my dream or whatever. And she goes, wow, she's like, that's really cool. She's like, know how Y2K was so crazy and everybody thought 2000, that was the year everything was going to go down. Well, you know, maybe the 14, she's like, I just thought about 14 being like the beginning of all that, not really 2000, you know. So different people have been telling me different things, but I wanted to just call in and tell you guys that I have kept getting this number 14, and when I went to look it up, it does say deliverance from the prison with the opening of the door. And I know a lot of us have seen in visions, or like my kid had even drawn a picture of the gate of heaven, and we know that the ark door has been opened and things of that sort. So I just wanted to share that about that. So
cool. There's a lot of 14s.
That's so cool you brought that up, because it got me thinking something I've been discussing with the Lord, and even last month at the blood moon, it was like the 14th or 15th. And again, the Hebrew calendar, it the day begins at sundown. So for us, it's still going to be the 14th, yet it'll be the 15th. You know, it's almost like the same day, just like last month. And it's going to be another full moon, which also has me very excited. But, yeah, it's like the 14th, and I love what you're saying about the year, too. That's a right on. But also, it's, you know, another way that I'm interpreting is that it's the same day, really, because it's, you know, using the Hebrew calendar is the same day. For some of us, it'll be the 14th. For some of us, it'll be the 15th.
Right.
Right,
and I just thought that was significant because I didn't remember. I know Rhodey's been on here and he's done video and stuff, but I forgot what, like, day. It just was in my studies when I was, like, looking at it real quick. And, again, this has just been, like I said, real quick review, but then they said the May 14th was, you know, again, the anniversary of Israel as well. I was like,
yeah,
okay, this is really, really, like, kind of obvious.
Oh, yeah, there gets to be a point where there's, like, enough with coincidence and you know, like, oh, maybe it's, like, just late and, like, okay, I can't deny this. Like, too many things are lining up. And that's where we're at right now.
Yeah. Especially since we're reaching the red button.
No, Roman just sent me something. Oh, my God.
Can you share it?
Yes. Roman, is it okay?
She's so funny.
Roman is great with the inboxes. He really is awesome. What did he say, Tom?
He says, Pat, look, he's got it in caps. He says, I have something on white roses. I looked up the meaning. You got 15 roses, so the 15th, meaning purity, innocence, silence? Secrecy, reverence, humility, youthfulness. I am worthy of you, heavenly. I love you, Patty, and you make me a real meaty peach in heaven with 1,000 toppings, please.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, honey. I don't know about 1,000 toppings, though.
In heaven, you might be able to pull that off, yeah.
That will include the shrimp and the pineapple, too. Yuck.
He's funny. He's so funny.
Oh, that's funny.
We love you, Roman.
Oh, wow. Thank you, sweetheart.
I know, okay. Roman was talking about surfing today, and on the Facebook, we were chatting, and I told him he has to be 21 to surf in heaven, so you have to wait on that one.
Oh, I'm gonna sneak him out as soon as we get up there. I don't
Josh,
think the Lord's going to mind. You and all your rules, Keith.
No rules in heaven.
I told him
no rules in heaven.
He said he's going to have 300. Tana and I determined he's going to have 365 kids, and he's going to be the babysitter in heaven. He's like,
I'll babysit. Hey, you know, I'll take care of everybody's baby.
Tana's house is going to look like a big heart, and it's going to have cupcakes all over it. Mm-hmm. Everything's
awesome.
Going to be a heart.
I'm going to take a bite of Tanya's house every time I walk by.
She'll love that. They're going to serve cupcakes all throughout the place, everywhere.
A cupcake house. Like, yeah. A house made out of cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there. For
drop
sure.
That. I'll be still.
Take a bite out of the house whenever you want. It'll just, like, be replenished.
Oh, yeah, like
hey, what if someone has a big gingerbread house, you know, like the Christmas big gingerbread houses? Boy, that would be cool. Take a bite every time you go by.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Love it. Oh, we're getting crazy. God, you got to come get us.
I know.
That's the beauty of heaven. We're going to be like, Lord, can we build a gingerbread house? And he'll be like, yeah, you can. Awesome idea. Like, here's, you know, let me help you out.
Yes,
we're going to be able to do anything like that, you know, even then sit there and eat it afterward, and you'll join us and be like, wow, that's a really cool idea. Thanks, guys. Yeah, he loves us all for specific reasons, for all our little quirkinesses, and, you know, like, we need to start realizing that. Like, he told me one day not to go change, and I was like, are you sure about that?
He wants
Am
to be
I hearing
family.
You correctly? But,
he's got
yeah,
quite
he,
a family.
He's
got
loves
a quirky family.
He loves it.
He loves
exactly
family.
He loves the quirkiness. He loves to laugh.
He loves the dancing. He loves the singing. He loves the silliness. He loves the imaginations. Mm-hmm. He just loves everything. And it's just going to be expounded up in heaven, personified, you know. It'll be more
definitely
crazy than ever.
Definitely. And why we're all still here, I mean, let's make it a point to, you know, our Lord's got to look down on a lot of sadness right now, but when he's looking down on his bride, let us be looking back up, just singing and dancing and rejoicing and thanking and being like, Lord, you're so cool. And even I joke with him, you know, like we have amazing talks and he enjoys them. He tells me he does. And it's important for us to be there for him. Like, I know we're, you know, it's our humble nature. Yes, we're insignificant, nothing, but he keeps on telling me and all of us otherwise, no, we love you, and you mean a lot to me personally, so please.
Right.
So I feel like you know, our Lord needs us now more than ever, if he ever could need anything. He deserves us. That's the right word. He deserves us now more than ever because, you know, it's not all roses. Like, it's all good.
No, he's hurting.
We're
he's hurting for his
exactly.
children who don't love him.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, he's
hurting.
For us,
it's
all joy.
He says that. He says in here, I don't have a need for anything, but just take care of me, you know. It's like, be family. You know, he says, take care of me. Whatever gives comfort to an ordinary man, give me that comfort. So that's a hug and a kiss and an invite, and if you want something to eat and drink and sit down and talk with me and cry in my heart. So that's what he wants. He wants us to be human like we're human, and from A to Z, guys, from A to Z. You know, just love him. You know, human to human, heart to heart. Yeah.
Amen.
Were we doing Alana?
No, she said ask somebody else, and then Raina said she would really like us to play telephone on her. So
on Raina?
We can do that. But before we do that, go ahead. Go ahead, Keith.
On who? Who are you saying? We got confused. Elena
I was going to do Alana, but Alana's all poor. Alana said, I'm good. Give it to someone who needs it today. And so then Raina said, I'll take it.
Oh,
because
I had a word for Alana. All right. Okay.
Give your word for Alana.
Oh, yeah. It's really beautiful. Oh, my goodness. He loves you. Beautiful bride, my faithful one. Here goes the reading. Keep close to me. Keep your heart always. Always close to me for all eternity. We will gaze lovingly into each other's eyes. You're such a delight and joy to me. Great are your rewards for your faithful love. How I long to see you face to face, embrace to embrace. You know I love you so much. In eternity, you will fully realize how much, beloved one, you're Jesus. Yeah, that was for Alana. Yeah.
Wow. Alana, I hope you love that. Joe, you're back on, buddy. His call dropped. Joe, you're on a preaching roll. Everyone in chat saying amen, Joe. Amen.
All right. Sorry about that. I don't know. My call dropped. Maybe the Lord wants me to shut up. I don't know.
No, Joe. Not at all.
Quite the opposite. As you're sharing, you're really reaching the Lord. Speaking to you tonight, Joe, Anna, Pat. Alana says, thank you so much, and I love you. Thank you for that word.
Oh, I love you too, honey. Yeah, he loves you much, sweetie. We're doing Raina?
Yeah, Raina says, you know, that was
yeah.
You're supposed to keep talking.
All right, I will. Satan's not going to win. The Lord always wins. He's already won.
He's already won.
Well, I'm going to read something out of Romans 5, and it's out of the Message translation, and I love the way the Message says it. Here it goes, guys. Here it is. Somebody has too much. I don't know if it's my phone or what. I don't know what's going on here. Here it is in a nutshell. Just as one person did it wrong and got us in all this trouble, we know who that is, Adam, okay? So here it is in a nutshell. Just as one person did it wrong and got us in all this trouble with sin and death, another person did it right, Jesus, and got us out of it. But more than just getting us out of trouble, Jesus got us into life. One man said no to God and put many people in the wrong, but another man said yes to God, Jesus, and put many in the right. All that passing laws against sin did was produce more lawbreakers, but sin didn't and doesn't have a chance in competition with the aggressive forgiveness we call grace. When it's sin versus grace, grace wins hands down. All sin can do is threaten us with death, and that's the end of it. Grace, because God is putting everything together again through the Messiah, invites us into life. A life that goes on and on, world without end. Isn't that a beautiful way, Romans 5, in the Message translation? Jesus made everything right. And I just had to read that word because the Message says it really good in that particular chapter. But, you know, I'm just getting... trouble. You know, that's what I love. He didn't just get us out of trouble. He did us, but he also got us into life and more life. I'm so blessed to have the Lord in my life. 28 years, it's only gotten stronger and better. Kind of like those people that are married forever, and they're like married 50 and 60 years, and they're in love like they were the first day. That's how it is with me and Jesus. I love them more today than I did 28 years ago. Really and truly, he's beautiful. He's so good.
It's almost like more every day, even though it's like I couldn't even think it's possible to love him more. It's just like he shows me more every day. I kind of remembered what I was saying before I got bumped off. What I was talking to him about even last night when I couldn't sleep and he was sharing with me is, again, how much we mean to him, because he's feeling a lot of what all the greatest songs and art and everything is based off of, this feeling unrequited love, when you love somebody so much with all your heart and they don't even know you exist or care or do know you exist, even worse, and just don't want you. And he's experiencing so much of that right now. And again, for us, you know, we are the few that do love him, and that means that much more to him, you know, but we also, I'm starting to feel very strongly like I need to really take the time to, you know, Lord, I love you so much and thank you, and I understand that you're going through this and it must be horrible. Like, you know, please talk to me about it. You know, what can I possibly be your little meek me do to make you feel better? And his answer was just, please be with me. Stay very close to me in this time, because it means a lot to him right now. It really does. Like, our Lord, our King, he's saving us. But we're also very humbly helping him, being there for him, which I thought was just like, oh, we're not, you know, we're nothing. But he has told me otherwise. He said, you know, it really means a lot to me. And it's helping him. And this, again, it's a hard thing that he has to do. Like, his father's will is a hard thing, and it's all for the good. But right now he's feeling a lot of emotions, and it's like most of his joy is coming from us. So let's just flood him with joy constantly, every second we can. That's what he does for everyone. He deserves it from us.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Thank you. Well, with that said, let's just do a worship song. And I'm feeling led to play Telephone on Billy and Raina. And what do you guys think? Bill Oley and Raina. Let's get them good.
Nice, yeah.
So let's go ahead and soak in that teaching that's spoken through our brother Joe.
Not Lions, too. Does he talk on the air, or he's just in the chat room? Thank you.
you, Lord. Thank you for Raina.
Beautiful.
Music for us to worship the Lord to. Thank you for Raina. Thank you for bringing her to RCC. And we ask for you now to pour out on Raina. You're already pouring out on her in the chat room, I can see. And we thank you for our sister, Lord. We thank you for Raina. Encourage her with words from heaven. Thank you, Jesus.
I appreciate you.
Oh, I just heard something really fast and clear to my spirit, Raina. He said, behold, I make the crooked paths straight. Wow. Raina, behold, I make the crooked paths straight. And I hear it very militant in my spirit. Like, behold, like, do you know who I am? Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make the crooked path straight. Behold. That's how I heard it in my spirit. Very
wow.
Cool. Very.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. You ask God what it means. That's just what he told me, so I delivered it.
I have a word. Am I on?
Yeah, you're there, Pat.
Okay, because I get muted sometimes. Okay.
Yeah,
Raina, okay. I know your heart. Let it always be one with mine. Give me everything, my beloved. Full trust, full confidence. Know all is in my hands. I delight beyond words being with you. For all eternity, you will know my gratefulness for your faithfulness. You have all my love for now and always. I love you so much, Jesus.
Beautiful. Thank you, Pat.
Sure.
She's getting lots of good words in chat. Oh, let's let on Carol. All right, let me tell you who we have on the line once again. We have Keith, Grandma Pat, Tana, Leah. Oh, Christine, Pina, you're still here with us. Glad you're still here. And we have Joe and Carol. So
I have a word for Raina.
Okay.
It's Tana. Raina, my sweet, sweet daughter, I love you, child. Your troubles are over. Your troubles are my troubles. You will soon see me in the kingdom. My heart, I wish I could.
Oh,
my heart.
I put myself on mute, on hold. Sorry.
My heart longs for you, I think is what I wrote. Rest, there's something else I can't read, and then it says rest in me now. My daughter, rest in me now. I want to say it says my, I wish I could read what I wrote.
Amen. I know.
My heart overflows with love. I think I read. I figured out. My heart overflows with love for you. My daughter, rest in me.
I'm feeling Jesus roaring like a lion for you, Raina. I just feel his, like, I am doing it. I'm doing it for you, my daughter. I'm feeling that really strong. Wow. Whatever you're facing, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah is on it. He is on it, Raina. Whatever's going on, he is on it. He's going before you. And just rest. You just rest and trust. trust him, Raina. He is on it. I feel like roaring. I really feel like roaring. I mean, really.
I got a word. The Lord, like, he showed me, with Raina, he shows me, for some reason I sense some sadness going on. It just gave me that emotion. So I feel like there's sadness going on with Raina. I don't know why, but that's just what he showed me. But right around that time, he immediately showed me this really cool vision of, it was like, it's like a road that you walk on, but it was pure yellow, golden road that was just so bright and lit with, like, just the power of God all over it. So, like, he shows me that this is whatever's going on, he clearly showed me that the path that you're going to be walking on now is this golden path. In other words, things are going to be great, not okay, not fixed, but great. Things would completely be the opposite of what you think. It would be great. And it was just like, he just told me just now, I've got things covered. So this is good, this is great. Whatever this is things, you know, things are going to get taken care of and being just really great outcome for you. And a lot of joy will be in your life upon this soon, very soon. So this is good. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
I have adoration. It means to love intensely and deeply. That's okay. His affections towards you.
Hey, Keith, Raina says that, wow, Keith, that's the dream he gave me yesterday. Thanks.
Wow. Oh, that's really cool. Wow.
Isn't
that's really
neat?
Awesome. That God does neat. That's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Kimberly in the chat room is feeling the God's love for Raina really strong. And Kimberly, I get it. I really get that. I oftentimes we play this game, I get the feelings of the Lord for people, and it makes me feel alive. So that's really cool that Kimberly's feeling that. But how neat that the word that Keith gave was in a dream, and Keith didn't know that.
There you go.
Love it. Love you, Lord. We adore you in your ways. What a delight.
He said, as she said, Keith, he's shown me everything is covered. Don't worry. He's shown me everything is covered.
My God, my Savior. the earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine, will be forever.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you.
Amen.
Praise
yes,
Jesus.
Gorgeous. Does anyone have a word for Raina? If not, we're going to move on to Bill Oley. Bill Oley in the chat room. Lord, we thank you for Bill. We thank you for everything that you've made, for everything that you've made him to us in this family. We thank you for his sense of humor, his kind words, his unique disposition in this beautiful body you've given us. I thank you for Bill. Lord, he's cheered me up on many nights, and I thank you that he swims in the deep waters with you and with us, and I just thank you for Bill, Lord. And I thank you for the challenges that you've allowed in his life, and I know they've only made him stronger. And we just bless you, Bill. We bless you. Father, in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit of beautiful, mighty Jehovah God, fall mightily upon Bill and give him encouragement as we, the body, lift him up and encourage him with words from heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I have a message for him. Bill, faithful and the strong servant, my son, thank you for all the ways you have honored and delighted me with your gifts to cheer me and uplift and bless others. In heaven, you will know the full weight of my appreciation and receive marvelous gifts that I long to bestow on you, my beloved son, your Jesus.
Wow. Beautiful.
Oh, he is well loved.
Beautiful.
We're
beautiful.
All well loved.
I have a word for Raina and Bill, and really it applies to all of us as well. But I asked the Holy Spirit at the beginning of the the telephone to give me a word for Raina and for Bill, and I immediately heard healing is in His wings. And so I looked up scriptures right away, and here's what the Lord wants me to speak into Raina and into Bill. Count on it. The day is coming, raging like a forest fire. All the arrogant people who do evil things will be burned up like stove wood. Burned to a crisp. Nothing left but scorched earth and ash. A black day. But for you, Raina, and Bill, and I will insert the RCC, sunrise. The sun of righteousness will dawn on those who honor my name. Healing radiating from his wings. You will be bursting with energy like colts, frisky and frolicking, and you'll tromp on the wicked. There will be nothing but ashes under your feet. They will be nothing but ashes under your feet on that day. God of the angel armies, God of the angel armies, says so. And that is the word to Raina and Bill and really to the RCC.
Beautiful. Thank you, dear.
Okay, Bill, I have one for you. I'm going to post in chat as well. But it says, God says, my Bill, I love him so. He blesses me every day with his wisdom and knowledge. His heart is abounding with love. He soars with love. His humor delights me as he delights in me. I love you, Bill. And I, Tana, love you too, but that was from Jesus.
A medley of magnificence, magnificence meaning noble and honorable.
I have a word. This is Keith. So I see like a the vision I get is like you're on like this canoe and you're going it's like a river, real calm though. It's super, super calm river and you're going down it. I just feel like you're just confused, like you're confused with your situation, whatever it is that is. If you're just like there's no end in sight, you can't see what's going on, you don't know where you're going. You're on this river, this really calm, still pond-like river, and it just, you're not, you know, it all looks the same as you go by it. And then the Lord told me, he said, I'm going to make a way. So he's making a way, a path out of there to solve the situation. He just wanted to make that really clear to me that he's making a way out. So what seems like a situation that is non-escapable, he's going to literally carve a path and will create it out of nothing. He will create it out of thin air and make a way. And he showed me that you're super, super, again, he's dedicated on this one as well. He said you're very dedicated to him, and he recognizes that. He showed me like you making like offerings to him, almost like you're expressing your heart to him about matters in your life or something, and he sees those as sweet offerings to him, and he sees all of them, and loves them and loves you, and like he just told me just now, he's making a way, and that's what I caught.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Keith.
My faith is dead, I need a resurrection.
church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So do we have any more words for Bill Oley on the line here? We've got Carol and Joe and Christina and Leah and Grandma Pat and Tana and Keith. All right.
Hey, Bill. Sir Bill. Hey. Just remember, Jesus inside of you is roaring like a lion. And he's pushing out all those crazy headaches of yours that you get, all that stress. He's pushing it out with his roar. He's roaring like a lion and driving all that stress out of your mind, okay? And he's filling your mind with his peace, with his love. So just relax in him. He's renewing your mind in Christ Jesus because he loves you so, so very much. You're so special to him, Bill, and you don't even know it. You don't know how special you are to him. And you know what? You're very, very special to us as well. You mean so very, very much to us. We love you
Amen.
So, so very much. Embrace it. Okay, Bill? Can I hear an okay, an amen in the chat? You better be there. Yes, there you go.
Okay. All right. He's like, okay, I get it. Hey, guys, you know, each of us at this church are called to do different things and to be in different atmospheres. We have to be very careful not to judge one another, okay, about where God has us and what he has us doing. You know, some of us have such a very big God inside of us that we don't fear devils. Some of us, though, some of us still, you know, we can't do certain things because we haven't gone certain places with the Lord. So I just want to encourage you, you know, there's people in this church from all walks of life doing all kinds of different things. And the greatest is love. And try not to judge your brothers and sisters that do things that maybe you can't do, okay? When people are talking in chat about things they do and you don't agree with it or you're afraid for them, pray for them. Just pray for them, but, you know, don't tell people what they should and shouldn't do. The Lord is each person's guide. If you're worried about someone, pray for them. And, and don't judge, because everyone's path is very different. Some people in this church, you know, God has them going to pretty shady places with the power of the Lord. But someone in the church may not be able to go to a place like that, because their walk with God wouldn't allow them to do that. Do you guys understand what I'm saying here?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So we want to uplift each other and to encourage each other for other places that God has us reach, okay? So I just want to say that. We want to make it a platform. This is a safe place to be at RCC. You can tell us what you do, what you're involved in, and you can get support and love from us. You're not going to get judgment, okay? That's the traditional church. You know, that's the four-walled church where everyone has to fit in and be the same and have a Christian club. This is not a Christian club. The Lord is our pastor, and we're not confined to rules of men. See, we're wild, radical lovers of the King. We can walk into satanic ceremonies and not be touched. You know, we
Amen.
Really understand your authority and who you are, and just know that the Lord has us all placed in unique places, so we just lift each other up. Anyway.
Amen. Amen, Judy. Amen.
That's such a right on right there, Judy. The Lord works in mysterious ways, and he uses all of us in mysterious ways and puts us all everywhere. And also, the Lord is... To judge is a burden. It's not our job. I feel very blessed that I don't have to judge. It'd be awful to have to do that. We don't have to, so please don't bother. I mean, it's just pointless, and it hurts our Lord's feeling and wastes our time.
But more importantly than that, I mean, the Lord really, like Judy was saying, uses us all in different ways. And it's not for man to understand always. You know, like, put all faith in him, and that's it.
Amen. I'll give you an example. A lot of people of the faith think that, you know, one example is they think that yoga is satanic. I'll just give you an example. Like, I do Bikram yoga. That's where the Lord led me almost 4 years ago. A little over 3 years, he led me to the studio to practice. And there's no chanting or anything. It's pure yoga in the heat where you just get the physical endurance thing. But the Lord led me there. And it's been really a blessing. Well, my sister, whose faith is, you know, is a little different, was sort of judging me a while back. And she was saying, you know, you shouldn't do this, but yet she was drawn to what I was doing, and now she goes to yoga with me. You know, so she held all kinds of judgments against it, and then she saw, wow, God is here, and God is in everything, and she actually really enjoys it. She goes with me. She's been going for about a year now. And she says it's the best thing ever. But she was a little bit afraid at first. She thought, oh, no, you're going to get a demon jump on you and all that. So it didn't happen to me. It didn't happen to her. In fact, it really helped her life. And we go together sometimes, me and my sis. But, you know, some of us are in industry. Some of us here at RCC, you know, work in different industries that you might think, you know, oh, how can that be God? You'd be surprised, the shady people and the shady characters that are at this church. Our God is a shady one too, you know. So I just want to encourage you guys, this is a safe family. You know, you're not going to be judged here. Jesus just loves. He loves and he blesses. And if there's any place in your life where the Lord needs to place you and do something different with you, you can trust him to do it. You know, you can trust that you have a family here that'll surround you and lift you up and care for you. And I just felt the need to say that. So there we have it.
Right on.
Hey, Christine and Keith, are you going to talk about your stuff like you talked about the morning show, Christine? Christine, Tina, and Keith?
What'd you say, Tana?
Are you going to talk about what you shared on the morning show with Keith? You two had like a...
That was like 12 hours ago. You're going to have to remind me what was an hour ago. This mom is like, I'm on the line. I'm with y'all in spirit, but I'm like crashing. Replay it for me. Keith, you can.
It was about
Keith,
the TV
were you going to share about that?
The TV
no,
show.
No, you, girl.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm not going to have the chutzpah I had this morning about it, but... Keith shared last night about that he saw a billboard, right, that said, grace period ends?
Grace period is over. Yeah.
I shared this already,
but you go ahead.
And then through a set of circumstances anyway, I went up seeing this guy, Brother Daryl, on YouTube. I subscribed to him just a few days ago because I was showing my husband that, like, the Lord, like, I saw his videos and things that the Lord was downloading to me, he was saying the same exact things, and so I was like, wow, I was like, this is on point. So anyway, I was listening to him, and he was talking about, well, he was getting angry. If you go to his last video, if you he's like, he has this, like, righteous indignation, just kind of like a warning or whatever, like, about post-tribbers. Like, he's just like, no. And he's, like, you know, going over signs and everything like that. And so anyway, about 11 minutes, 40 seconds into his video, you start seeing clips to the movie, to the series that Keith and John, that they were talking about before, Joe were talking about before that, The Leftovers. And it's a lot of scenes, like this mom's getting into the car with her infant, and she puts the infant's car seat in the back, and then she's, like, talking to her husband on the phone or something. She's like, oh, yeah, I thought I'd make corned beef, you know, whatever, da-da-da, and she gets in the car, and the baby's, like, making a sound, and then the next thing you know, the baby's quiet, so she, like, turns around when she gets in the driver's seat to look at her baby, and, like, the baby's gone, and then she gets out of the car screaming for him, and cars are crashing and all this stuff and everything like that, and then they go to, like, a series of events, and they're, like, you know, what would you do if 2% of the world, you know, just disappeared or whatever. And then they show, like, a year had gone by, and it was a memorial, and this guy's getting out of the bed, and his alarm's going off, and the radio is going, this is the one-year, you know, remembrance of when our, you know, family and loved ones, you know, loved ones and friends, however they're putting it, were taken. And, you know, and then there's, like, this political-looking lady, ironically looking very much like Michelle Obama, that comes on, and she's saying, you know, stuff like just kind of encouraging, like, oh, well, we need to pull together, da-da-da. And then there's these two different groups that are rising up, because there are people that they show they're just carrying on life. They're just trying to get back to, quote-unquote, life as usual and everything like that. And then there's another group of people that are like, no, no, we cannot just act like this did not happen. We cannot just forget, you know what I mean, like that, you know, they're gone and everything like that. And then they show a clip of, like, this guy in a bar, and he's kind of looking like, well, we're the ones who are still here, almost kind of in a, that was a good thing. But then the girl across from him was like, yeah, we're the ones that are still here. Like, she's not so sure that was a good thing. And this thing, the eerie part that, like, freaked my husband out is, like, they even showed a part of, like, this memorial made, or, like, the statue made of a mother, like, putting her arms up for her child, and the child, like, being, like, flown away. And it was, like, the statue. And he was like, oh, my gosh. He's like, that's freaky, you know, because that's going to happen. I mean, that's going to happen, you know. There's going to be kids that are that they're, you know, their parents, they don't, you know. So, anyway, I was like, this is so wild. And so I went to HBO online, and I looked it up, and it's a series that's airing on June 15th called The Leftovers. And they say, what, you know, 2% of the world disappear. You may not think that that is a big deal, but it's, you know, 10 small countries added together worth of population and everything like that. Basically, it will be noticed. It will be, you know, noticed, and all of this. And so you can see this little clip if you go on, like, HBO.com or whatever. But the interesting thing is that, like, what my husband made a comment of, he was like, this is a way that, you know, they groom society. This is what they do. They're grooming society of how to respond when this happens. He's like, that's exactly what they're doing. You know what I mean? He's like, okay, well, let's just pull together. Let's not freak out. Let's, you know what I mean, and all this stuff. And so anyway, when I was, like, texting Keith about that, and then Keith, like, checked out the videos and the links that I sent him, and then he was like, oh, my gosh. He was like, what did you find? You found what you saw on the billboard, like, on that page or something?
Yeah, when I went to the thing on HBO, it had the whole advertisement on the screen on YouTube, and it said, Grace Period is over. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's the ad that I saw for that show. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa. I mean, that's weird. Grace Period is over. It's like, do they know something that we know that we don't think they know? It's like, whoa, that's weird.
Wow.
And that's super prophetic, what Adam got. I never thought about that. Like, it's almost like the dark powers are trying to, like, already tell the country that, like, it'll be okay, and how to act, like you said, like Aaron said, so it'll know how to act, so then it won't be a surprise or a shock or anything, you know. Very prophetic.
Yeah, and I posted it on Facebook because, you know, my husband's reaction was so profound. Like, I could show him every video and, like, Jonathan Cluck and all stuff, and he was like, oh, yeah, okay. I showed him this last night. He was like, oh, my gosh, we're going home. And I'm like, oh,
wow.
Really? Like, you're, like, freaking out about something on HBO, and I've been showing you this stuff for, like, 2 years. And he was, like, really freaked out. He even sent me a text message today. He was like, he's like, I'm about to do this or whatever. And he's like, by the way, I'm still totally freaked out about that HBO video. And I was like,
yeah.
Wow, well, cool. If it hit you like that, I'm posting it on Facebook. And I put it on my Facebook page. So just be like,
yeah.
I told you, know, here it is. They're telling you, you know, eyes wide open. They're telling you.
Wow.
It's so awesome you talked about that again and filled it in blanks. I just caught that on TV the other night at the commercial, like in the background. And I was like,
right.
What? And that, Keith, so that was the billboard that you saw? That was the billboard with the ad for that show?
Yeah, it was weird when we were driving in L.A. yesterday, and it was on the left, so I was just, you know, looking ahead, and all of a sudden, I felt the presence of God. It was so fast, but I felt like I actually saw Jesus, like, literally sitting next to me immediately, and I immediately looked to the left, and he said, look, my son, look what that sign says, and it was like, wow, it was a huge sign that said, Grace Period is over, and I was like, whoa, like, the Lord was telling me this. Like, he's trying to say, look how important it is. Yeah,
that's so cool. I saw your video on that last night, but didn't associate that that billboard was for that show because, yeah, again, everyone, please look it up. It, like, it was one of those things that just hit you like a ton of bricks. You like
exactly.
You said, they know something. Like, I mean,
why are they doing
ridiculous. That? Ridiculous. And it's not, HBO isn't the only network. I think NBC, all the major networks are coming out with a similar themed show, but wow.
Yeah. They're onto it. Surprising. Shocking.
Well, it's like Aaron said, they're definitely prepping everyone because we think it's going to happen. And like what Christina was saying earlier, when she emailed me, I mean, she's like, so this sounds like we're probably going to go first and then we'd be left behind for them to see, the show. It wouldn't be for, it doesn't make sense that it would be for us, you know. So.
Yeah, and he said something like, because I was like, well, you know, with these type of things on TV or, you know, how like 9/11, they wind up finding out that they were talking about like 9/11 and all this stuff like after the fact. And I was like, surely this won't air and then this will happen. And then my husband said, no, I don't think so. He's like, I think like we're going to be taken and then they're going to be like, wow, that's so weird. That series like that was about to, you know, just come out on HBO. That is like, what a coincidence, whatever. And now people are going to be really interested and want to watch that series.
Oh, yeah.
Another thing is the creator of that series is actually the same creator as the Lost, that series back in the day.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then, you know, again, I was telling you guys a few months ago, you should check out Lost. Like, this guy's super into the Rapture and, you know.
Oh, really?
All this. Oh,
whoa.
Big time. Yeah. So,
oh, really?
So,
oh, wow.
I saw, yeah, just keep getting better. And then at the end, it's like, yeah, by this guy. And I was just like, whoa.
Oh, that's good.
I think, Christine, didn't you say they moved the date, too? I saw June 29th on the sign. You said it was
June 15th. It said on the when I saw yesterday, it said HBO said June 15th it airs.
15th.
I think didn't you say you? I thought you told me that they moved the date from the 15th to 29th as well.
Oh no, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought you said that. Then it was moved for something. Someone told me that, but
I was like, on the trailer on YouTube, it says June 29th, but they could have moved it since they put that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the 15th, and we're gone.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And the movie comes out.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to air it a little bit early once we all are taken. They're going to be like, okay.
Time to put
it
on now.
Let's just put it on now.
Good idea. Oh, boy.
Yeah, so if you go to Brother Daryl, though, like, he has more clips than the HBO site does. I don't know how he got all the clips. Maybe he got them from YouTube,
ooh,
too, or whatever. But those are, like, the eerie ones that I told you. Like, people are just, like, they're hooking up. They're getting together. They're doing all, like, they're just carrying on in life, like, trying to move on and like, fill themselves, you know, like, drinking or sex or whatever it is. You know, this is what it's showing, like. And so it's like, let's just, you know, get on with this. And then that's where, like, these two groups, like, are starting to fight or whatever because other people are like, no, you know what I mean? Like we need to figure this out or remember or whatever it is. And so I think that is going to be, again, like, just a type and shadow of how it's going to be because, you know, there's going to be forces that rise up and try to say that type of stuff. Oh, let's come together, let's join together, let's do this, let's do that, you know, and try to kind of brainwash the society. But there's going to be those few that now they're awoken because they're like, no, that was my mother. No, that was my sister. No, that was my, you know, and that's, and there's just going to be that, you know, that
it's
beginning.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
I was really shocked when I saw that. Like, what are they doing now?
That's so cool. There's already a show on, my friend was telling me about the other day. I don't know what network, but it's called Believe. And,
oh, really?
It's about a little girl. A bunch of people were apparently taken and come back with special powers.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, are you kidding me? Okay. Doing like a
is
wonderful
Believe,
report
so show.
So
you said Believe and not Resurrection?
What's that?
Are you sure the show is Believe and not Resurrection?
Good point, because there's two of them. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
And
two
these
of them.
These are both airing right now, like currently.
Wow.
Like, in their season.
And they're both.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're putting it out there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as our brother said, it's just conditioning. It really is. I mean,
it is.
You know, TV is you know, it's mind control. It really is. I mean, but it's just conditioning. Like, they know the situation is going to, you know, so they want you to deal with it their way. They're already showing you how to do it, and you're automatically going to fall into it, or other people are automatically going to fall into it because they're being taught that right now. As much as they don't realize it, sitting there eating their dinner, watching it, they're being told what to do when this happens.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very sad, and
especially with the Prophet Owar's video talking about the latter rain. He said, you know, the latter rain is about ready to fall on Israel right now. It'll be greater than the Gentile rain, you know. The latter rain in the Bible is referred to as the power of God, the 144,000, the power of God falling off upon them. It'll be greater than any other time on earth. So that's the super prophetic to me. And then he's going to get called Israel soon as well. So time to roll. You know.
Yeah.
And I want to say thank you to everybody who prayed. Like, my daughter, my oldest daughter, she's in Oklahoma, and I just want to say thank you to everybody who prayed and stuff like that. I don't have, like, the spirit of fear that came over me about that, because, like, I know that she's covered by him and everything like that.
Right,
but I was, like, getting excited. I was like, okay. I was like, you know, I know you got her covered, Lord, but I was like, here we go, because, like, I'm just, you know, I know that that stuff is amping up, and there was a tornado that hit down in Texas, and then the one, I think she said, went east, and the whole entire state of Oklahoma is on earthquake watch right now.
Oh yeah.
So that hasn't happened in ever. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So anyway, I get excited about this stuff. So even like if your family members or something are like in a place like that or whatever, like, you know, don't let the spirit of fear, you know, come over you. Just be like, okay, blood Jesus over them, Lord, let's go.
Well, we prayed too. You know, we prayed over it, and I saw Jesus sitting. Actually, saw Jesus holding her hand, like hanging out with her. But he was relaxed. He wasn't fearful. He was relaxed.
Jesus in no danger.
Yeah, he was just having fun. So, and then that's why I told Christine, like, you know, we already prayed it, and I saw Jesus there. Now we just thank him for it because it's already done. That's it. You know, we stand and we just go along with it. You know, when it's done, it's done. And I think that gave her peace and everything.
Oh, sure.
And Brie was fine.
And, and he will. Our Lord knows it's not easy to be watchers the way we are. I mean, you look around and most people, you know, the enemy did a great job. You know, everyone's buried in their mobile device, this and that. It's like, if you talk in public, it's like you're a crazy person, you know, on like a commuter train or something. If you strike up a conversation, what's the matter with this person? It's perfect. Everyone's a zombie now, being totally controlled.
Yep.
So
yep,
those of us that aren't and seeing what's going on, it's like, I mean, if we didn't have the Lord's peace on us, we'd be having nervous breakdowns.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, the preppers they're all freaked out. There's so many preppers on YouTube all about buying this and doing that and having 10 years of food and all the guns and, you know, but they don't, one thing people forget is that the second the tribulation hits, all the cell phones, all the computers are all going off. All the technology is going to be cut off, you know.
Yeah.
So somebody will probably release an EMP bomb over the U.S. and that'll cut all the grid off, you know, or a meteor will hit. And once that grid goes down, everybody's on their own then they're going to have to pay attention to God, because they're not going to have the cell phone and all that other, all the gadgets to distract them and all that. It'll be them. And,
Mm-hmm.
So Joe's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, normally you would be totally freaked out if you didn't. You'd be completely beyond your mind. I mean, we talk about these things like there's no big deal, but that's because we have peace, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We have peace. You know, I'm just waiting for Israel to take out Iran. They're about ready to do it now. U.S. told Netanyahu that Rice told Netanyahu that it was okay that, you know, Iran had the bomb and that they should respect it. And Israel is just fired up right now. So I'm like, they're about ready to go fire away. I was like, go do it.
Yeah, there's a thing on NASA Linear Meteor Storm. It came out 32 minutes ago from BP Earthwatch, and it says that Comet Linear has multiple nuclei. And NASA is paying close attention to Comet Linear. So it's like, I think they're getting very concerned about May 23rd or whatever, when this thing, we're in the tail. So we won't be here. We won't be here.
No,
hey, guys, I need to interrupt. We have 20 seconds.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, yes,
yes,
that sounds great.
Amen. Love
yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Take us up today, Lord.